Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's clear we're walking around with a little more of a strut today, knowing they went out and added a pass rusher. John, you also made a note of that swagger that this team has played with, that this team has shown even off the field this season, and how that may be perceived by other teams.
Yeah, I'm curious because Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a guy that has backed up anything he wants to say through the course of his entire career, he walks into the Lambeau Field wearing a sweatshirt, not hiding it, no coat over top of it. What does that say? Bold print. Green Bay sucks.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. And then, you know, he's able to, you know, dot the I, cross the T, because he runs a great route, catches a touchdown. Anytime the ball's thrown to him, he catches it. The relationship between him and Goff is unbelievable. And then he stands on his head to celebrate. And then, obviously, Brian Branch, little swag. He plays with a little swag coming from Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Gets ejected. Now, we, you know, Dan Campbell said, hey, that's the second penalty we're more concerned with. Double bird to the sideline and to the fans. All right, not a great look. Not something that I would endorse. In fact, I really dislike that reaction. But he's a young player. Emotional moment. A lot of different excuses you can make for him. But he does play with some swag. We heard from Kirby Joseph. He's got the hit list. And he's followed through as well.
Yep.
Picking off quarterbacks. Kirby Joseph, whoever the quarterback is in Green Bay, Kirby Joseph is your daddy. And the swag that they're playing with right now, it can also be one that we've seen the masks, right? That didn't play well.
Ski mask,
didn't last long. Like it, there's some swag that doesn't work. Are you okay with the Lions and the swag that they're playing with right now?
So it's interesting. The list of things. You have St. Brown's shirt, Green Bay sucks, Branch, double birds.
You got offensive linemen catching passes when you're up. You got Chris Christie talking about Dan Campbell's never had class.
I think we're seeing the remnants of what happened in Dallas kind of come out the last couple of weeks. And I start with Chris Christie. And then who was it last week said that they try to embarrass people? I think the Lions' multiple attempts to get an offensive lineman a touchdown in that game rubbed some people the wrong way.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Stop it. Like, that's just how I believe. Xavier McKinney's comments last week, we didn't really get to him because it was like a Friday deal where he said that the Lions are trying to embarrass people. It's the NFL, buddy. These are pros. If you don't like it, don't get embarrassed. Put up a better fight. I think it's incumbent on everybody else to stop the Lions, not the Lions to stop themselves. I don't want to dull what is going on here from a personality standpoint either. It's genuine. St. Brown is not an in-your-face guy, so he did it the way he wants to do it. He puts it on the T-shirt, he's got a scowl on his face, and then he catches a touchdown, right? He does it his way. This team is authentic. Some people will call them cocky or classless. They've been called a dirty team before. Guess what? They're a good team. And I have no issue with the way they've conducted business on their way to 7-1.
And I think some people have asked me this question. We haven't talked about Michigan, nor do we need to. But at the end of the game, Dan Lanning going for the touchdown. I had people in the moment texting me, and I said this on the broadcast. I don't care if he goes for it. In fact, he should. you're on the 1 yard line, you should go for a score because it's Michigan's job to stop them.
Correct.
I agree with that, but I think in that situation, I'm like, okay, technically, what if somebody got hurt? You'd hate yourself forever.
Oh, okay.
Different, so, but that's, yes, but that's yeah. a different conversation.
It's a completely different conversation. If their running back is going in and he blows out a knee or he's tackled and he's crunched and Michigan finally stops the run, then you, okay, yeah, you could have that conversation, but it's a different conversation of should starters, I mean, I feel like Stoney's here. Should the starters be in at that point?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're getting off course here with going there a little bit. I mean, there are some swag. People also mad about that because of the point spread. You know, let's be honest.
Sure, yeah,
here,
okay? It was a half point.
Because
yeah.
it changed the who won against the spread.
Yeah, so I know. We'll find out Friday. It's still not a good look.
Hey, I guess the only person on the show who won because of that, Heather.
Yeah.
Funny how that works. Anyway, we're getting too far off course here.
Yeah, and I thought about it in the moment, too. You are living rent-free in my head. Because I thought about it in the moment. I'm like, oh, no, Heather's going to win.
We got ticket text on Za'Darius Smith. Did they do enough, Brad Holmes? And yeah, we want to know about this swagger that the Lions are showing. Is it too much for some? Or are you embracing every second of this Lions football team? Ticket texter saying, after seeing how atrocious the Texans O-line is, I'm expecting at least 2 sacks from Za'Darius Smith on Sunday. Announce his presence with authority. This one says, Brad did a great job. To the people who are worried about him not doing enough, it takes 2 teams to make a trade. They lost a 5th and 10 spots on day 3 for a guy who helps in both the run and the pass. John's point, they got the best pass rusher on the market. Brad Holmes did what he had to do. He did a good job, and he got a good deal for the Lions. This one says, Za'Darius Smith is nice, but I think you guys are overrating him. He's most productive with other good edge options. He'll be good, but I'm not sure how high he raises the ceiling. Ticket texters on the swagger says, I'm not good with the sweatshirt. Just do your job. Go out and do your business. Texter says, I don't think that showed much class.
It's a division opponent. It's a rivalry. We talked about it. It's the biggest rivalry that Detroit sports has right now. Why can't you have a little swag? Light the fire. Pour a little gas on it.
Remember when they wore the villain shirts? That's from Justin in Petersburg. Justin, I'm assuming you liked the villain shirts?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. The Lions can be that. This texter says, the Lions can only be that fun, lovable story for so long until we start beating too many people by too many points, and then we become hated like all great teams are. Are we at that point?
No. We're not there because we're not. All right, the New England, I get you. You hate Tom Brady. You hate New England. Bill Belichick, because they won. They won for 20 years. 7 Super Bowls. They lost a couple of others. You could be that way about Kansas City because they've won 2 in a row. They've been there. They've done that, and I get hating success, but the Lions haven't had that success yet.
Are we getting there? The whole they hate us because they ain't us. We're beating you, and we're not apologetic about it. We're no longer this lovable, cute team. We're a juggernaut, and we're going to blow you off the football field. I wonder if that's changing. 248-539-9797. Some great ticket texts coming in. The idea, are the narratives shifting around our football team? Are they going from that lovable underdog story to a loud, brash, classless football team looking to embarrass people? Amon-Ra St. Brown had the hoodie. Green Bay sucks. We had some people going, I don't like the hoodie. Brian Branch throwing the double bird, kind of being an outlaw, renegade. John, even you said, hey, don't cost the team. We don't need to see that. But overall, you and I love the swagger of this football team. Ticket texter says, this isn't Little League. Your mommy doesn't bring orange slices to the game. You don't lay off your intensity to avoid hurting feelings of other professional football players who make millions of dollars. Amen. This one says, Lions can only be that fun, lovable story before so long, before we start beating too many people and we get hated like other great teams. Texter says, Pistons were the bad boys of basketball. It's only fitting for the Lions to be the bad boys of football. This is a Detroit thing.
I don't even think they're there yet to be in the bad boys of football. And I don't even know that. I mean, who would be right now in the NFL? I don't know that there's not. There's not a team that has that reputation. And you could say you don't like a certain team. Maybe it's fandom. Maybe it's, you know, bias. Or if you've been an NFL fan for so long and a team has done something to your team 20 years ago. But I don't necessarily know that there's a bad boy team in the NFL.
Texter says, look up all these crybabies. Teams used to run up the score against the Lions. We're just evening things up. They've had it coming. Texter says, I'm 50 years old. This is making up for a lot of it.
They're going to have to do this for the next 20 years to make up for
it. Got a long way to go there.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Texter says, if Aaron Rodgers was wearing the sweatshirt, you guys would be saying how classless it is. Now you're supporting what St. Brown did. That's junior high stuff. Now, if Aaron Rodgers was owning the Lions, he'd have every right to.
He did.
But he doesn't anymore. You know what I mean?
I know, but he did. And I mean, to that point is when he said, you know, said we're that team. Okay, we took offense to that.
And did something about it.
Sure.
So if you're these other teams or other fan bases, have your team do something about it.
Right.
I do think this has been a little personalized with Green Bay, and it should be because the Lions have come right at them hard ever since they've changed what they're doing here. And I know we had some Packer fans that just didn't like how much I disrespected the Packers in the offseason. The Lions are the better team, and you can't take it. You can't handle it. Where are those people at this week? Because people took issue with me with that, saying, oh, you're dismissing the Packers. Guess what? You're good. We're great.
Right.
That's just the way it is, okay, people? And you just don't like it that the Lions are doing it. You can't take it. But the Lions, the dirty little secret on this Packer Lions thing the last three games, you know that other than the first quarter last year on Thanksgiving, the Lions have pretty much dominated them thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 20-6. The Packers outscored them in the first quarter of that game.
Yeah,
beyond that,
yep.
Yeah. And the Lions got caught with their pants down to start the game. I think that Green Bay came out and was physically challenged from the demolishing that happened earlier in the year and stuff. But I think the butthurtness of Green Bay is it's because they know they're getting their butts kicked.
Well,
that's the thing. They can't take it.
That's the key to all this to me. The Lions are backing all of it up. They're not running trick plays and then leaving a gap and letting the other team come back and losing the football game, right? They're the reigning NFC North champions. They're winning the games. They're backing up the talk. There's no issue if you go out there and perform, and they are. They've earned this.
Well, and like I said, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's been earning it since he stepped on the field. He's been gaining respect. We've heard all the names that were drafted in front of him. So that's part of his history. But every time he goes out there, I mean, when was the last time you said, Amon-Ra St. Brown really let us down?
Never.
Right. And so when he goes and wears, and he's not perfect. There have been drops.
Sure.
There have been moments. But there hasn't been an entire game where you're like, wow, boy, that was bad. Even, you know, with 2 catches, 7 yards against Tennessee. But it just was a lack of opportunity more than anything else. And he backs it up every single time. If you're going to go out there, and that's why I think people kind of have, as a player, endeared themselves to Deion Sanders. As a teammate, when Deion was my teammate, there were a lot of guys that would chirp, but they couldn't back it up.
Right.
Deion was one of the very few that could say whatever he wanted because you knew on Sundays he was going to go out there and back it up.
Be the baddest guy
every
on the field.
Every single time.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.